Hello, my friend, and welcome to your professional hype girl. It's time to do a happy little dance because you are going to feel better after listening to today's episode. So get that happy dance in. Let's go ahead and get this party started. Today, we're going to talk about how ironic it is that we spend probably close to a year planning things like a wedding or getting ready to run a marathon or building a house. However, we don't spend much time at all focusing on what we want our future life to look like. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. This is going to be a good one. So do me a favor and screenshot. Shh, did you hear that? Shh, that's you taking a screenshot. Screenshot this. One of these days I'm going to start editing. Today is not that day. So enjoy all the outtakes. Maybe I'll have to start including more of them. Screenshot this and feel free to share it on your Instagram, on your Facebook, perhaps wherever you like to socialize with strangers on the internet. And then you can tag me. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. My Facebook name is my name. It's Melissa Hartman, two N's at the end. Okay, so let's talk about this. I never fully realized the audacity that we have to not plan out our future life until I thought about our dreams like this. So I gave the examples of the wedding, the marathon, and the blueprints for a house, right? So let's use this as an example here today, okay? So let's imagine you're building your dream home, okay? If you walk up to your brand new contractor and he's got his big old truck, he's got probably some wood in the back, right? I want you to like, I really want to paint this picture for you. So he's got his wood in his truck. He's bringing the like pieces of paper. He's all ready to lay it out. And he says, okay, ma'am. He's one of those guys. Like, he's probably got a little accent too. Okay, ma'am, what kind of house are we going to build for you? All right, I'm done with the accent because I really can't do an accent. All right, so he asks you, what kind of house do you want, right? Do you want a ranch? Do you want a two-story? Do you want a, you know, bungalow? I don't know. There's a bunch of different house styles. I don't know them because I'm not a designer. I'm not an architect. And you say, oh, well, you know, I haven't really thought about that yet. Let me get back to you on that. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, how many bedrooms do you want this house to be? And you say, well, you know, I've got a child right now. Maybe we want another one. Do I want an office? Should that be an extra room? Oh, gee, golly, I don't really know. Do I want 5 bedrooms or do I want 17? That's a great question. I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Okay, ma'am, that sounds good. How much land are we working with here? Oh, you know what? I haven't even bought a piece of property yet, sir. I'm sorry. I should really get on that. That's a great thing. I'm going to take that note down and I'm going to make sure I, number one, buy my piece of property. Okay? This sounds kind of ridiculous. Am I right? Like, if you go to a contractor, a construction guy, an architect, I don't know. You know, I just told you, I'm not the house builder type. However, if I go to that person and I have zero plans put together, he's going to look at you like, why are you wasting my time, sister? Get your act together. God is probably up there doing the same thing to you right now. Like, you're complaining about your day job. You're complaining about your children. You're complaining about how you want to have an amazing relationship, yet you haven't put any framework into your life as to what the perfect relationship would be, how you'd love to experience a joyful life with your children, how you'd love to have a career that lights you up and puts a fire under your butt and serves other people, right? So here's your challenge. You got to start figuring that stuff out, homie. All right. Now, I've talked in the past about the different categories that we have in our life, right? So I've talked about, you know, relationships, passions and joy, career and ambition, wealth and abundance, and mind and body. Those are your different categories that you really want to kind of lay out and envision what the best case scenario could be for each of those areas. But if you just think, oh, you know, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Hopefully something changes along the way. Hopefully my life starts to get better. You know, my husband has this really terrible metaphor, I guess you could call it. And he says, well, you can hope in one hand and you can crap in the other, and we'll see which one fills up quicker, okay? Now, he does not say the word crap. He uses an explicitive word. Is that a word? Explicit term. But it's true. Like, it's the perfect, like, visual example. Sorry about that. You're imagining poop on your hand right now. Go wash your hands, okay? But it's the perfect representation of what happens when you just hope, right? Whereas if you can actually lay out what you'd love to happen, get very specific, very detailed on what you want that future life to look like, then my friend, you're on the right path. And guess what? You are way more prepared than like 99.9% of the population. Okay. So think about it, just like that house, right? You got to know if, you know, you're going to have laundry on the main floor or laundry in the basement. You got to determine what kind of windows you're going to use. You got to determine what kind of granite. Are you going to put granite on the countertops? Are you going to, you know, have real hardwood floors? Are you going to have, what are those things called? Like the, I almost said the sunroofs. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. The ones that are in the ceiling, you know, but they're in the house, not in the car. Those things, are you going to have those things? Are you going to have like four bathrooms that you got to clean, or are you going to keep it smaller and have one or two, right? You have to have all of those details figured out in order to have that come to fruition. It is the same exact thing in your life, okay? Now, one thing that I want to talk about that's really, really important to remember in this process, whether you are in fact building a house or you're trying to envision, trying to plan your future life, is not everything is going to go exactly the way as planned, right? Just like when you're building that house, there's going to be things that happen. Supply and demand issues may come up where things run out of stock and you have to do a little pivot and your green cabinets are now blue, right? You may have to purchase different styles of screen doors because the ones you wanted are no longer available. Your budget will probably not be absolutely on plan like you wanted it to be, right? I literally don't think I've ever heard somebody say like, oh yeah, we were perfectly on budget to the penny. No, that's not how that happens. So just like building this house and having those, well, slight adjustments, things that don't happen exactly the way you expect them to, right? But sometimes it turns out even better than you could have imagined it to be. Same thing is going to happen in your future life. Opportunities are going to present themselves in the craziest ways, right? You may have been invited to a dinner party and you're like, who the heck do I think I am? I'm not a dinner party gal. Okay, that's me talking to me. But that dinner party that you might not have wanted to go to, but you end up talking to, I don't know, let's just say a publisher or a book editor or something, and you tell them like, oh yeah, you know, this is really crazy because I've never written a book before, but wow, I would love to be, you know, it's on my vision board or on my future board. I want to be a best-selling author someday, right? And they may ask you what your book's going to be about, and then you tell them it's going to be about duvet covers. I don't know. And then all of a sudden they're like, no way. I have people that I know in the bedding industry and I'm an editor. Would you look at that? Like, I've got all the connections for you. And this is how this kind of stuff happens. It happens in ways that we never could have anticipated. Oftentimes it's even better than we expected, but the how is something we're just never going to know. We're never going to be able to figure that out, because even when you think you know that this is the path it's going to work out to, oftentimes, you know, you can look back and be like, ha, that was cute. I thought I knew what was going to happen here. Plot twist, right? So I just want you to kind of keep that in mind when it comes to you building this future life. So again, take a look at those different categories in your life. What is the best possible case scenario? Blow that out of the water, 10x it. Because even if you're, you know, there's that cheesy quote like, shoot for the moon. Because even if you don't get to the moon, you're in the stars or whatever. Like, literally though, think about it. If you, maybe you have something crazy like, I'm going to own 7 private jets, right? And travel to all of my houses on every continent, right? Oh, shucks, you only have 1 private jet and you have a house on 6 continents. Shucks, you know? Who wants to go to, geography is not my strong suit. Who wants to go to Antarctica anyway, right? So I hope that's right. God, I hope that's right. So anywho, I hope this was valuable to you today. Take a look at each of those categories of your life. Determine how you can best case scenario it. Write it all down. The craziest things will happen. When I read my like perfect day 5 years from now, I get so many feels. And as I talked about on the last podcast, your feelings determine the actions you're going to take. So maybe my feelings when I'm reading that 5-year plan to myself make me feel really dang good, and I start to take actions that align with that version of my future self. So I really hope this was helpful for you today. I really hope you could understand the mumbo jumbo that was coming out of my mouth when I couldn't speak properly. And I really hope you have a fabulous day, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next podcast. Until then, bye.